All right, so we're back to Gittin here, Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. All right, so we started the Mishnah of Omar La Kansi Shtarcha of Zeh. So what do we have so far? So far we were saying that the case is. That the case of the Mishnah, the Rishonim say the case of the Mishnah is what? Is even though they're talking, they're Asukin Bo'osavin. Right? They're Asukin Bo'osavin. Even though they're talking about Gerishin, so therefore they wouldn't need to say anything. Right? You wouldn't need to say anything. Because a sukkim bo suingin is considered to be a dibor, so it's no good because he changed its quality. He said it's a shtarchov, correct? It's because he said it's a shtarchov. Okay, but if they were a sukkim bo suingin and he said nothing, it would have been good. Right, that's the chiddush of Kansi Shtarchov Zeh. Okay, that's a simple pshat. And similarly, when he gives it to her with his hip, that's also no good because of Asukin Boso Inyan. In other words, Asukin Boso Inyan won't define the Maisa Grua. It's only Tofes, the objective idea of Nesina, which is when he does the full Maisa.
Oh, okay. meaning if he actually hands it?
Right.
Without saying anything?
Right, as long as they were Asukin Boso Inyan, that would be fine. But if they were not Asukin Boso Inyan,
he can't do Nesina.
He can do it as long as he says, Hareza Gitech.
Oh, okay. Meaning Oskin Boso Inyan doesn't add, it doesn't help.
That's right, it won't help. For the Nesina Grua. Okay, those were the issues that we were taking up before. But now let's we get to a slightly different issue. The question is, now that the get was given improperly, how do you fix it? Okay. So let's pick up over here with Tanya Nami Hachi in the Gemara. Go ahead. Okay, so Rebbe holds, the Rebbe is our Mishnah, that it's not a get, ad sheyomer lo ha-gitech. Okay, so what does that mean? As long as he says to her, this is your get, correct? So Rashi explained already on the Mishnah, afilu la'acha shebo liyodo, omer lo kein v'dayo. So now that's the question we're going to take up today. Now, is he gave it to her improperly, because he told her it's a shtarchov. When she gets it and reads it, she sees it's a get. So that's not a good nesina saget, right? That's not a good nesina. So Rebbe holds, though, that all he has to do is tell her at that point, this is your get, and it's good. He doesn't have to, even though it's after the nesina, and the nesina already was no good, all he has to do is tell her, Harei Zeh Gitech. Go ahead. So, but Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar argues.
Le'olam eino get ashi pelenu hayimina v'yachzer v'yitnenu la v'yomer la ha'yigiteh.
That's right. So Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah says that that's not sufficient. Ho elu bo liyoda le'olam eino get ho elu bo liyoda shelo behechsher. Right? That's what he also says. Since she got it improperly, so you don't have a good nesina here. So now you have to redo it. In other words, that's the machlokes. Rebbe holds, as long as you say Harei Zeh Gitech, it's good. You can sort of fix it somehow. And Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar says, once the nesina was no good, once she got it already, shelo behechsher, now there's no way to fix it. You have to redo it.
So are they arguing on whether Nisina Grua is a Nisina or not?
No, let's just take the straight case. Let's just take the case where he hands her the get and he says, Hare ze kansi lo kansi shtarchov ze. He says, you take this shtarchov. She gets it and she reads it and it's a get. So according to Rebbe, all he has to do is tell her, this is your get, after she's already holding it in her hand. And according to Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar, he'd have to take it back from her and re-give it to her as a get. Okay, so now what is this halacha of telling her what it is? So the Rambam has it in his list of things that you need, right? What does he have? He has it like this. He says, "Eina isha miskareshes ela biksav yesh yagil liyado v'kosav biksav zehu anikra get." Okay, so she needs a get that gets to her hand, that gets to her. Now he says there are 10 things that are min haTorah. 10 dvarim are ikar hagerusha min haTorah, right? Okay, so one of them is, sheyit nenu lo b'toras gerushin. That he has to give it to her, b'toras gerushin, as a get. The nesina itself has to have the quality of a nesinas gerushin. So what does that mean? So the Rambam says, uminayin she'eno nosno lo ela b'toras gerushin. So how do you know that? And hopefully explain a little bit better what it means, right? Shenemar sefer krisus v'nosam biyado, sheyitain oso b'toras sefer krisus. He has to give it to her b'toras sefer krisus. In the, how would you translate that?
Auspices.
In under the auspices of a sefer krisus. Oval imnosno law bitoras shehu shtachov o mezuzah o shenosno biyada v'yishena u ne'ura v'arehu biyada v'arehu biyada eino get. But if, we'll leave a sleeping case alone for now, but if you give it to her as a mezuzah, say, here's a mezuzah, hold this, take this mezuzah from me. So what's lacking, according to the Rambam? I mean, what's lacking? It is a get. It did go from him. It did get to her. So what's lacking? It's not given in the context of a get. It's not given under the color of a get. It's not given in the way of a get.
The way of a get?
In the way of a get.
Which is the same thing.
This is your get.
Getty-like.
But the way you give someone something is the same way as anything else.
Meaning, no, it's not the same way you're doing it.
You're a priestess, but in a way of detaching, in a way of divorcing yourself from that person, no pun intended.
B'toras gerushin, right. Gerushin means what?
Detachment.
It means driving out, right? Right? It means separation, to driving out. So it has to be in the way of Vitoras Gerushin, he calls it, right? Is that what he called it? Vitoras Gerushin. It has to be given as a vehicle of separation. It has to be given that way. Like I said before, it has to be given like, you can give somebody, say, here's a present, I want you to have this. Or you can say to somebody, get out of here, here's you're fired. You're fired. Take these are your walking papers. It's a very different kind of a transmission. All right, we have to polish that a little bit. But anyway, so the Rambam says, if you give it to her, what does he call it? If you give it to her, b'toras. See, but the thing is, he says, this is what confused me a little bit. He says, you can't give it, you have to give it to her b'toras gerushin. But if you give it to her betoras shehu shtarchov, it sounds to me like when you're saying betoras gerishin. When he uses it for the, when he says that you're giving it to her wrong, he says you give it to her betoras shehu shtarchov. Meaning, say, like in the pretense that it is a shtarchov. Right. Because there he sounds like he's saying betoras means like with the understanding that it is a, betoras gerishin sounds more like he's saying with the knowledge that it's a get. It has to have that character to the nesina. So the character of the nesina is going to depend on what the object is. What type of a nesina depends on what type of an object it is. So anyway, so it's like this. So if you gave it to her the wrong way, like a mezuzah, it's not good. Vim omar lo achakach, harei hu giteich, harei ze get. And if you say to her afterwards, this is your get, it is a get. It is a get. Yeah. It is a get.
It wouldn't actually be...
So one second. So it doesn't have to be her knowledge, though, correct? Because that's the next. That's the case. That's the Adis. The Adis of who? Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada. So that's what the Rambam says next. Omar le'edim re'u get she'ani nosein lo. Look at this get that I'm giving to her. Right? Even if he says to her, it's a shtachov, it's good. She'rei hodiyu esa edim she'nasnu bitoras gerishin. Because he already informed the edim that he's giving it in the way of a get. He is giving it to her. He's defining his nesina as a nesinas gerishin. V'zesh omar lo shtachov, they should nichla mimena. When he told her it's a shtachov, he's embarrassed. He doesn't want to. He can't face. He can't face her and give her the get. So he tells the edim it's a get. That defines the nesina. Now we can say the maisa of this nesina is a maisa of gerishin. And what? And it doesn't matter what she knows.
Why should what he tells the Adam trump what he tells her?
So that's what the Gemara asks. So that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says that since he told it to the Adam, if he really changed his mind, he would have to tell them again. We can work it out that it's consistent, that he's telling them one thing and he's telling her another thing, because without going back on what he said to them. As long as we can work it out and we can say he's not retracting what he said to them, because we can make a sensible, consistent story out of this, then we don't assume that he's retracting what he said. If he wanted to retract, he should have gone back to them and said, I'm not doing this as a get anymore. But the question still becomes, the Nesina has to be Betoras Gerishin. And he didn't do it Betoras Gerishin. So now, isn't it a little late to come around and say, Arezei Gitich? I mean, that's the problem. How does that work? You're going to tell me it has to be Betoras Gerishin when he gives it to her. So there's an idea of the way he gives it. So he gave it to her as a mezuzah, as a shtachov. And then he says to her, so then I would say it's no good, it's over. But the Ram says, nope. As long as she's still holding it would seem, he can still come back. I mean, the Rebbe, he can come back and say, it's your get. And it would be good. So, I mean, it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. We have to define the machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar ben Rishu ben Elazar. Rishu ben Elazar. Yeah. The rest of the Gemara? All right, let's just go through the pshat. So now the Gemara says, that's one brisa. One brisa says he gives it to her as a shtachov, and then you have the machlokas of Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar. Right, whether he has to do it again or can just say hagiteich. And then the Gemara has then the brisa has another case. If he gives it to her when she's asleep, right, she wakes up and she reads it, and it's her get. So again, Rebbe says all he has to do when she wakes up is to tell her, that's your get. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, no, he has to take it and give it to her again. Okay? Yeah. So the Gemara is bothered by, why do you need both cases? It's basically the same halacha. What do you need both cases for? Right? Basically, it's the same din, that the Nesina was no good when he gave it to her. It wasn't Betoras Gerishin when he gave it to her. Well, we'll see. And then they both agree that he can fix it later. So let's see. So Gemara says, no, Vitzricha. Di et marbach kom maisa. If I only had the first case where he says Shtachov, so then Bahi kom a Rebbe. Then I would say that's when Rebbe says it's good to say Hagitech. Debas igrushiyi, because she's capable of being divorced at that time. Rashi, Shere ni'ura velo mechsra ella amiras haigitech. All she's lacking at that moment, she's really roy for Gerishin. A woman who, she's awake. The only thing that's deficient here is that he didn't spell out what he was doing. He didn't define the Nesinas Gerishin, right? By saying, Hagitech. So, Hilkach ki omar lo boser hachi shapir. Shapir dummy. So then, as long as he says it afterwards, it's fine. Shekabalosa hogenas. Interesting, Rashi. Because she has a good reception. She accepts it well. Her Kabbalah is good. So then, I would say that it's good because she was awake. But, nosam biyoda viyishena delav bas igrushihi ema modi lei Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So I might say that Rabbi would agree in the case where she's asleep. Viyit mar baha, and if I would say it just by the case where she's asleep, so then maybe Rabbi Elazar would agree with Rabbi in the case where she's awake. Okay, so it's a little bit of a trickier problem. You have the basic machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Did I get the name right this time? Yep. And then you have a havamina that they would agree on one of the cases. That if it only had the case of where he's awake, she's awake, and then maybe Rebbe would agree where she's asleep, that's no good. And if you had the case where she's asleep, then maybe Rabbi Elazar, maybe Rabbi Shimon would agree where she's awake. And that's just the same question, really. Just two sides of the same question. Yeah, so what do we say over here?
Nesina given there is not Betoras Gerishin.
Oh, so let's just clarify again. So why is she not Bas Igrushi when she's asleep? It's not that she's not really forgotten, because if she had a Shliach, for instance, it would be good. Or there was even the question we had about the Chotzer when she's asleep, right? But basically, the way the Rishonim learn asleep is the problem that she's not, there's no Kabbalah on her part. She's not Roy for Kabbalah, because she can't be Shomeres the get. Okay? But basically, in her state of asleep, she's not Roy to complete the Maisa of Gerizim. So then you might say that, according to Rebbe, he would agree in that case. Okay. Yeah, like the Ran has that the loba inan daita, right? You don't need her das. You don't need her das. Dioda mokom hamishtamer mia bo inan, but you still need her to have a. I'm sorry. Avagav de lo beinan daita dida, even though you don't need her das, that's not the problem. The problem when she's asleep is not that she doesn't. That's not that she's not aware. That's the case of the chareshes. He gave it to her, right? The problem is she doesn't have a mokom hamishtamer, right? Ukeshehi yishena lo minta, and when he gives it to her, when she's asleep, there's no shmira. Okay. There's no shmir. That's the problem of asleep. Okay. Yeah.
Torah's Gerishin.
All right, so let's think logically about this. Let's think about this logically. Why would I say that it's too late? In what sense would I? Why would I say it's too late? Yeah.
Because the transaction already occurred.
Exactly. In other words, if the thing is done, if the transaction already occurred, so then it's too late to qualify it, right? If it was already naseh bipsul, if it was already done completely, then it's too late to qualify it. Like we were discussing yesterday, tasav alom and aser, right? When if the thing is done already completely and it was done bipsul, then there's no way to fit it to fix it. But for instance, like how much schach do you need to have a kasher sukkah? A certain amount, right? We can all agree to that. So you know, I would say when I first put on the first stick of schach, that wasn't good. I didn't make a kasher sukkah, right? So then, how is it possible to add on the rest? It's going to be a tasav lo menasli because when I first put on the first stick, that wasn't a good sukkah, and now it's not a good sukkah until not a good schach until I finish the end. So how's that possible?
Right?
You'd have to drop it all on at once in one shot. No one says anything like that. Right? Because Asiya is, because the truth is, the only problem is if I did it bipsul, if I accomplished, if I made already a kind of a sukkah, and I can say I finished, I'm done with my Asiya, and my Asiya is bipsul, so now I can't go back and re-qualify what I did already. If I took schach pasul, I took a growing tree, and I made schach out of it, so I completed my asiyah, but my asiyah was completed bipsul. So I already defined this cheftza as a shade entity, but it was done bipsul. So now I can't go back and fix it without redoing it. But while I'm doing it, I haven't completed anything. There's no problem of qualifying the thing while you're still in the middle of producing it. Everything that takes time to produce is by definition incomplete in the beginning. So you can't say, "Oh, it's no good because it's incomplete." That's just the process. We don't have the problems. You don't have problems of you only have problems when you complete a process and you completed it incorrectly. Now you'd have to say it's impossible to redefine what was done. But there's such a thing as a process of asiya, and as long as the process is still ongoing, we don't stop and take a snapshot every second and say, well, you did this. Is that good? No, it's not good. You did this. Still not good. It's an ongoing thing. So logically speaking, as long as we can say the process hasn't concluded, at least it's possible to say that we can still qualify the process. So to say that you can't, to say it's done and it's too late would demand that something is concluded. We're just saying that would seem to be the logic of it. Yeah. But what is the end? That's the problem. So what the problem is here, it's a very simple action. It's taking it from the man and giving it to the woman. So I did it already. And I did it wrong. So why don't I say it's done? I did it already and I did it wrong. So that's it. I made the schach puzzle. I did it. What more am I going to do? What more would I do? If I'll tell you when I'm building the sukkah, so I say, okay, I'm not done. How am I not done? Because I'm still adding. But here, what else would I have done if I did it properly? I just would have said something, but I wouldn't have done anything more. So the doing is over. And I missed my chance to qualify it. Yeah. Question. I mean, not to complicate things right now, but take a look at the Rambam. Yeah, I'll take a listen to this Rambam and tell me what the difference is. Okay, listen carefully.
I think carefully. I found the problem, but yeah.
The Rambam says like this: Im nosno la betoras shushtachov, etc. Hare varehu eino get. You hear that? If he gives it to her as a shtachov, the Rambam says what? Tell me exactly what he says.
He says it is not get.
Okay, but he says halacha yiralf is a magareish sarach sheyomer lo kishiyitin lo haget. That's what you're supposed to do. When you give her the get, you have to tell her, Harei zeh gitech. Oh, hu gitech, whatever it is. Vim nosan biyada v'lo amar klum. Let's say they weren't talking about gerushin, right? They weren't talking about gerushin. And he just gives it to her, stam. Harei zeh posel. Okay, now, what's the difference between eino get and posel? So the Rambam informs you of that. The Rambam informs you of that. Yeah. Kol mokom she'amarnu b'chibur zeh she'aget botol o eino get. Right, so first halach and perek yud. O eino megreshes harei zeh get botol min ha'torah v'adayen hi eishes ish gemura. Okay, so whenever I say in this chibur eino get, it means it's nothing. Midaraisa, nothing happened. Okay. V'kol mokom she'amarnu b'chibur zeh she'aget posel, harei zeh posel medivrei sofrim bilvad. So it's interesting, Rambam. The Rambam is saying then that if you give it to her and you say kansi shtarchov zeh eino get, but if you give it to her stam without saying anything, midaraisa, that's really good. So that's what Avi was saying a little bit before, that if you give it to her stam, apparently the Rambam is learning that is Torah's gerushin. Because the get is a get, and he's giving it to her. So midoraisa, it's intrinsically has the quality of giving a get. It's only if he changes it with his dibor, he specifically nullifies the natural. And it was naturally the asiyah would be defined by the object itself, right? Like we're discussing in Kachim. If you shecht a shlomim stam, it has the shame shlomim. It's considered to be l'shem shlomim. If you shecht a l'shem ola, now you're messing around. So the Ram similarly seems to be saying over here, stama is going to go by the intrinsic identity of what you're doing. Intrinsically, what are you doing? It's a get, and you're giving it to her. So intrinsically, it's a nesinas gerushin. It's only if I say, here's a shtar chov, now I'm nullifying with my kavana the nesinas gerushin. Okay. But still, I don't know if this helps us with our problem. Just want you to be aware of it. Yeah. The Nesina is done. Right? Our problem still is the Nesina is done. So how is it not done? That's what I want to know.
It appears as though I did the full action.
But the reason why I brought this up is because you keep saying that in your mind you're appearing. No, when you say Kansi Shtar Zeh, Shtar Chov Zeh, we consider that you don't have Das to give a get. Because if we would say really, that's what I was showing you with that Rama.
Even though you really do.
What do you mean, even though you really do?
I mean, you're giving a piece of paper.
You're giving
that
a get.
You're
tricking her. You're playing a game with her.
Yeah, but you're giving a get.
It's called a warning shot. Yeah. You're firing one across the bow. But we don't say, I'm trying to show you, is according to the Rambam, if it was really a nesinas get, he would have said get posel. If you really had the definition of, the Rambam doesn't require a dibor to be considered nesina b'toras gerish in midaraisa. That's why he says if you give it to her stam, when you weren't a sukkim bosu inyan, it's get posel, because midaraisa that's considered a nesina b'toras gerish. So you can't tell me that when he gives it to her and he says kansi shtachov zeh, that it's considered a nesina's gerish in any way, because the Rambam says that's ain't no get. So the Nesina was not Batoris Gerishin at all, according to the Rambam. So then, how is it good when he says afterwards, Harei zeh get? Hagitech. That's exactly what, yeah. Okay. No, Gary's right. He's picking up on something that we didn't express clearly. The Rambam is learning that, see, the Rambam, the Rishonim were all bothered with why does the Mishnah have to say, Kansi Shtachov zeh? Right? Even if you said it's Stam, it wouldn't be good. But the Rambam has a different answer to that problem. His answer to the problem is that if he said it's stam, it would be kasher midaraisa and posel midarabanan. The Rambam doesn't have to use the answer that the Mishnah is talking about a sukkim bosu inyan. The Rambam is saying a different chiddush. even if they weren't asukin boso inyan, because all the other Rishonim say, if they weren't asukin boso inyan, and he gives it to her stam, there's no difference between stam and kansi shtar chov zeh. So why does the Mishnah say kansi shtar chov zeh? It must be in a case where there is a difference. Where would there be a difference if they were asukin boso inyan? Then if he gave it to her stam, it would be good. But since he says kansi shtar chov zeh, he's mevatel the dibur of the asukin boso. But the Rambam says, no, you can learn pshat straight. If they were not a sukkim bozo inyan, they woke up in the morning, first thing in the morning, and he gives her this get, and he says, kansi shtar chov zeh. So then, it's eno get. It's batal midaraisa, it's zero. But if he would have said it's stam, it would have been a get midrabanan.
I was waking up in the morning, not stam, and doing it for not stam.
No, it is stam. I'm saying there's no a sukkim bozo inyan. Stam means no dibur. It was assuming there's no prior conversation. First thing in the day, he hands her this shtar.
That's possible or that's
not? So it depends. If he says, here's your shtar chov, it's eino get. That's what the Ram says. If he just gives it to her without saying anything, it's possible. So that's how the Ram is learning the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say, kansi shtar chov zeh? Why didn't it just say, gave it to her stam? So the Ram says,
the Ram is saying,
because midoraisa, if you give it to her stam, it's intrinsically defined as a maisa of Nesinas Gerishin, just from the object. But if he, so therefore it would be good midoraisa and pasul midrabanan. But if he says, kansi shtar chov zeh, then with his dibor, he's nullifying the definition of Nesinas Gerishin. Whereas the other Rishonim are learning, it's not a Nisinas Gerishin at all, unless he defines it with his Dibor. And therefore, Stam would be no different than Kansi Shtar Chov Zeh if there was no prior conversation. Okay? But either way, I'm just trying, we're not dealing with that aspect of it right now. It's an interesting aspect. But we're just dealing, I'm just trying to strengthen them, showing you, even according to the Rambam, when he says Kansi Shtar Chov Zeh is a mevatel of the shame and the Sinas Gerishin, you can still say afterwards, by the way, that was a get, and it would rehabilitate the whole thing. Okay, I agree with what you're saying a little bit. I agree with your approach, I think. Well, let's say it like this. Let's think it through a little bit together here. Now, as the Rambam is, the Rebbe is learning like this. Rebbe is learning that when he says, take this shtar chov, and he gives her the get, and he says, take this shtar chov. So we have to look at the reality of the situation and what he's saying about the situation. Right? They don't match up. He's telling her, take the shtar chov, which is not a possibility because it's not a shtar chov. And he's giving her a get, but he's not giving it as a get. Correct? He's not giving it as a get. So was there a nesinas I get? Let's take it one step at a time. Was there a nesinas I get? Yes, there was a nesinas I get.
In the case of...
In every case.
Okay.
Why? Because it was a get and he had to give it to her. Right? In other words, we definitely have fulfilled the requirements of sheyitnena la. Right.
Oh, did you mean to say...
The sheyitnena la b'fnei edim.
Do you mean to say, was there a nesinas haget?
Exactly.
Emphasis.
Physically, there was no problem with the physical transaction. Physically, he gave her a document that is in reality a get, whatever he said he was doing, and in actuality, he was doing that. Right? So all that's missing is sheyitnenu lo b'toras gerishin. Right? It's the toras gerishin that's lacking. But you can't say the nesina is a problem. The nesina itself was done. It wasn't done with the right qualifications. It wasn't done with the right in the right context, maybe. And what Rebbe seems to be learning here is that since What completes a nesina? When is a nesina complete? When there's a Kabbalah.
Oh, so then no.
So since there was no Kabbalah yet, because it wasn't, there couldn't have been a Kabbalah Shtarchov, because it wasn't a Shtarchov. So all that you have now is a Nesinas, in reality, a Nesinas HaGet. What do you have in reality? In reality, you have the Maisa of giving of a Get, and there was no actual Kabbalah on this action yet, because what she thought it was, it wasn't. So it's sort of like the Nesina is Tolev Omed, and it hasn't made a landing yet. And what is preventing it from completing its Nesina? The awareness of what it actually is. So the Rasa Rebbe is learning, as long as you tell her what it is, when she has it, that is mashlim, the Nesina. To now the Nesina culminates in a Kabbalah Saget. You can still qualify the process as long as it's open and unconcluded. Since it was given as something else, the Nesina is not concluded. The Nesina is not concluded. So as long as it is not concluded, you can still define it as a process of gerushin. That's what Rebbe holds. Yeah. It just becomes an unconcluded maisa of giving over of the get. But what prevents the conclusion that there's no Kabbalah, that there's no Kabbalah in reality? Because what she thought she's being makabal, it wasn't it. And so too, when you give it to her when she's asleep, she as a person is there. She's like a chatzer. She's no worse than her own chatzer. But what prevents it from being completed? That there's no one to be makabal it. So when she wakes up and she sees what it is, now she's roy for the Kabbalah, and if he tells her what it is, now she can conclude the process of the Mesira B'Torah's Gerushin. So the Chiddush is, it doesn't have to be... So now we have to work on the Machlokas tonight, yeah. In other words, if I would give a guy a Matana, money, if I would give you $10, say, here is a present, and then I would say to you a minute later, oh, by the way, that's really a loan, I'd be too late.
Oh.
Right?
Because
it's money. I gave it to you with one context. It's possible to accept a matana on money. So it was done. Mm-hmm. What's done is done. Now you want to say, I want to change it? Maybe if it was toch de dibor, maybe. But basically, you already defined it as a matana. It was complete as a matana. You can't go back and redefine it. The chiddush over here is that since it was not really a shtarchov, there was no completion of a nesina shtarchov. So it turns out to be just in escrow in her hands. It's just like tola in her hand. It's waiting for its completion. That was the point we were trying to add in. We were saying whenever something is completed, it can't be defined retroactively. So this Nesina was done. So we're saying no, since it's not given to her in the context of the Dibor, it's intrinsically considered an incomplete Maisa. Therefore, it can still open to be qualified. As long as it's open, the whole thing can still be qualified. Because the Kabbalah is the ending of the Nesina. So you don't have to start the Nesina B'Torah's Gershon. But the Nesina itself must be qualified B'Torah's Gershon. As long as you're still in the process, because it hasn't been concluded, it can still be qualified. Now the Rishon LeElazar is saying that there are two steps, and each step has to be qualified. So the Nesina is physically going from him to her. The Kabbalah is when she accepts it into her Rishus. But you can't. But the step of Nesina is done already. You know, you can't go back and qualify that aspect of it. By the way, just something occurred to me. Interesting. It would be a very interesting nafkamina. What do you say about this halacha? Let's say he gives it to her stam. Right? So what does the Ram hold?
It's good.
It's get puzzle. Right? Midaraisa is good, midarabana is no good. Can he say to her now, Harei Zagitech? Would that help?
It was puzzle, and then he says...
No, as he gives it to her stam, and then he says, Harei Zagitech. Would that be good to make it... Would that make it good now? Even midarabana? Interesting question. Because now we're saying that midaraisa really was concluded. So now it's impossible to go back and redefine it.
Is that why it's different from Eino Get versus Hustle?
That's right. Eino Get means there was no halachic conclusion to this Maisa. So halachically can be redefined. It's still open to the definition. But if you'll say it's really a Get Kasher Midoraisa, so now there's nothing you can do. The whole thing was closed up. You'd have to redo it. The Rambam doesn't say anything in that case. He just says, "Im nosan biyada v'loam ar klom arayz a puzzle." He doesn't say that you can say hagitech and make it better.
Is that like the puzzle's hub?
So what about the havamina? What about the havamina? The havamina was that there'd be a difference if he gave it to her as a shtar chov or if he gave it to her when she was asleep. Maybe when he gives it to her as a shtar chov, he can say hagitech afterwards. But if he gives it to her when she's asleep, maybe that wouldn't be good. And what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says by the sleeping case, it's nothing. Ain't no get. He doesn't call that a get puzzle. That's ain't no get. Rebbe would be moda when she's asleep. The havamina was that even Rebbe would, that Rebbe would be moda that if she were asleep when he gave it, he'd have to re-give it. Even though he says if he gave it to her as a shtar chov, he wouldn't have to re-give it. Maybe if he gave it to her when she was asleep, he'd have to re-give it. Why? Because at least when she was awake, Rashi says all she was missing was the amira. But when she's asleep, she is not shayach to the whole institution of gerushin. But you see, Rashi is the diak in Rashi is like we're saying, because he says ki omar lo boser hachi when she's awake. I mean, when he gives it to her as a shtar chov, he says all that's missing is the dibor. So ki omar lo boser hachi. What does he say? Shapir dami shekabalosa hoganas. Because when she finds out, now it's a kabbalah saget. All that was missing was the dibor, which would have concluded, which is needed for the proper Kabbalah. So it's just a nesina. There has not been a Kabbalah yet. So then I can say it, and now the Kabbalah is good. Kabbalah being good means that there was no conclusion yet to the Maisa, and they can still be defined. But the Havamina apparently is that what? That it's not a Maisa at all. Since she's not Roy for the completion, when you gave it to her, she's not Roy for Kabbalah. So maybe that's not even a Maisa nesina. Needs a little work, but that's right. Because that's the way Rashi is defining it. He's saying when she's awake, lo mechsra ella amiras haigitech, meaning to say she's roi for a kabbalah now. So the maisa in the scene is good because it's capable of being concluded. You're doing something that's roi, right? And the scene means something that can have a kabbalah. If there's no possibility of a kabbalah, there's no possibility of a nesina, right? So as long as she's awake, he can do a Maisa Nesina. And the Kabbalah can be delayed. But maybe you'll say, since she's asleep, she's not Roy for Kabbalah, his Maisa is considered nothing. And then when she wakes up, he'll tell her Hagidech, but there was no Nesina. But no, Rebbe holds even that case is good. I gave you a compelling argument why he shouldn't agree in that case. So we have to work that one out.